Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Well, good evening. How are all of you? It's wonderful to be back this wonderful Monday by your calendar. And boy, I'm excited. What am I excited about? I'm excited about the fact that I will be sharing with you next Saturday some fabulous information that you will appreciate. I just have to be straightforward and tell you that you'll need to be able to do what? To create a realistic future for yourself. Now, perhaps some of you are not thinking about your future. That is a big question. And it is definitely problematic because your future should be characterized and a definite manifestation of what you want to experience. So without thorough and proper information, you will not experience what you really wanted to experience because you didn't use the formula to create your own future. And if we attempt to create a future without a foundation, what's the foundation? History, what has gone on before the moment, and you are basically creating a future based on what you know has passed or what is a potential for you that could be information that you could build your future upon. It's very important. So let's talk about it. Creating your future. How are you creating your future? What are you envisioning for your future? And based on what you comprehend about the methodology to create a future, how are you creating your future? These are important factors that we will share with you, but this is just a teeny small amount of what you'll be experiencing with us next Saturday. If this is urgent, it is an emergency. And this is how we've put it to you, that you want to be there by live stream or in my face there in New York next Saturday for this information. If I never see you again, if you can meet me on Saturday in New York, we'll give you the precise information, or sit at your desk and stream me into your awareness, you will never, ever regret it. So let my sponsor say hello to you, and I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right. Okay. Now, everybody pay attention and make sure that when your area code and the first three digits of your telephone are announced,
wake up and take the time while the conference is going on and write out your questions for me so we can get right to the core of things. All right? And for those of you who are just calling in to just listen live, thank you so much. And just holler at us and tell us what state you're calling from. We always like to know where you are positioned on the grid of planet Earth. It's an honor to be able to speak with you and to share with you wherever you are on our planet. Now, let's get back to the issue here, which is your future. Now, I'm very concerned. I spent a lot of time reading and studying, et cetera, because I have a destiny for myself, and I'm sure all of you do too, but I'm interested in making sure I'm well prepared for my destiny, for my future, because I recognize that I have to be responsible for accepting all the aspects of what I've created. And so it's very difficult for people to accept the present experience they're in when they feel as though it's not what they need, when they really perceive that what I'm going through, the relationships I'm having, the issues with perhaps bills, et cetera, I didn't create that, but that's not true. You did. And so, therefore, it's a challenge to your immune system, and you make yourself sick, you don't feel well, because you are continuously debating, how could this have happened to me? This isn't what I wanted. And you feel as though you've been exploited by Mother Nature. You feel God of all things. Why would our source of all things abandon you? That would never happen, but these are the statements that you make. How could this be my reality? On Saturday, because you cannot tolerate without intense consequences, using the brain, its mind, and your body to create realities that you are not conscious of, because no one has shared with you the information on how you, as an energy field, beyond the spirit, okay, really a manifestation of God, using the mind of God, depending upon the development of your brain, to create your existence, your reality in this dimension. Yes, you are. This is exactly what you're doing. And if no one has introduced you to those concepts and has given you that information, oh my goodness, you can now begin to understand how your life appears to be hit and miss. Some days it works well. Some of the experiences are wonderful. Others are a nightmare. Others are a nightmare. And how does this happen? This happens because you don't know the science behind how to use these exquisite areas of your brain. How do you use? What is it? Okay. It is not who you are, but it definitely is very important that you have one for you to know that you exist. This is also true with the brain. The mind is vast and limitless. But now, how does the mind work in coordination with your brain? And then what does the brain have to do with the fact that the people are telling me tomorrow that my check is going to be garnished? See, these are the questions I hope that you're sitting there asking. And it's very, very important that you should ask these questions, because all of these experiences have been created by the combination of you as an energy field of complete knowledge, having access to a limitless resource of knowledge and information known as the mind. And all of that is processed through the mainframe computer in your head known as the brain. And the brain then translates it, your thinking, your visions, even to a more incredible state of existence, our released into the bloodstream so that every cell in your body knows what you're thinking, knows what you're seeing, knows the sensations that you perceive that you're having. That is all reduced to chemistry by your brain. Now, let's get down to the facts here. Now, of course, been jokes for centuries, et cetera, that we don't have access to all of our brain. In the basic sciences, beginning in the late 60s, all throughout the 70s, people only used anywhere between 5 to 10% of your brain. Okay, now, if that was a real fact, we can easily understand everything that exists on this planet and why so many people feel victimized about. Let me give you a little more information here. When mammalian tissue, depending upon the nutrients provided to it by the blood, the vitamins, the minerals, and also the chemical directives created by your brain at your direction are taken to the tissue. Now, the entire brain has to receive nutrients for it to exist and not atrophy and necrosis in your head. So that's not happening. So what do they really mean then when they say that you only use 5 to 10% of your brain? Again, listen to my words. I made the statement that you are not physical, but you are literally the energy source and the consciousness behind a wonderful vehicle, a wonderful tool known as the physical body or the physical avatar. So you as an energy field have permeated every cell of the body, all of the components within the cell, we call those organelles, and it is your life force that is allowing all of these tissues to interact and to harmonize so that you can do these incredible things with your body. Now follow my words, because what I'm saying to you now is so profound. So if you as an energy field only have 10% of the brain available to you, where you as a conscious energy field are only permeating and utilizing 10% of the estimated 80 trillion neurons available to you, then you can imagine this, the quality of results and instruction you're going to be giving the tissues of your body. You have a huge brain, a right and a left hemisphere, including not only the what I call the lesser components, the cerebellum, the medulla, et cetera, and this incredible distribution system, hard wiring system known as the peripheral nervous system. And you only have 5 to 10% access to the mainframe computer's hard drive. Yeah, each nerve cell is a little teeny weeny nano hard drive. And when they all come together in their proper order and they're tiered and circuits, et cetera, you got an awesome mainframe computer. But with you only being able to access 5 to 10% of all of that digital hardware, software programs, what do you think is the precision, chemical directives that the brain is going to be able to make to tell your body what to do? And that is a major problem. So we intuit this. We know this. This is why we say, oh, okay, I need to go and get a degree. I want to get a degree in this, and I'm going to study this and read this book and whatever else, et cetera. And then we recognize there's more books. And then there's more classes, and there's new universities, et cetera. And then they're charging an astronomical fee. And it's set up now where to improve, add on potential software, you have to pay for it for the next 20 years in interest. Is that really how things are set up? And thank goodness the answer is no. Now, what would happen? Just think about this now. What would happen if you as an energy field could actually permeate trillion neurons? And that you now recognize that, wow, my brain has so many different software programs. And I had no idea that there were specific ones in the left side of the brain, specific ones in the right side. If I go deeper into the brain, that's a whole new area of information, software programs. And if I go forward in my brain, wow, I got all kinds of software programs that I only see in the movies. The Marvel characters, how do you think they get their powers? Because those software programs that allow you to have that kind of behavior, Captain America, all of those software programs are in the front part of your brain. It's not fantasy. You have those capabilities, but you can't turn them on. And you can't turn them on because they need to be activated by a quality of thought. And if you are not able to create that quality of thought, that guess what? It's already in your mind. But then how many people know how the mind functions? Where have you taken a course that really talks about the mind and what it is? And you're getting so much mis and disinformation because you hear people talk about it all the time. Oh, you know, come to my university for your mind. Okay, well, this was in my mind. You seldom hear references to the brain. So most people really think that they are an authority on their mind when you know the least about it. And then guess what? Because there's not a lot of discussion about the brain, you know even less about that. So this whole myth around what happens beyond your eyebrows is still perplexing to most people, so they don't even think about it. So therefore, they learn from their environment these colloquial statements, and therefore, it's based on this perceived information that is synthesized and absorbed from your environment. You create your reality. You create your reality. I find it fascinating. But I love you, and I do not want you to be deceived any longer. When you have circumstances, pictures, images, same geometry as you, projected into your living room or your den, on your phone, telling you that your credit score is going to be responsible for if you're going to be able to have the car you want or to be able to lease the apartment you want or to get a mortgage. That is an overt, misleading, inaccurate statement. But what kind of information are you receiving to counteract that disinformation that's being given to you? Even the historical present of what has happened in the past is not even projected to you to balance out that misinformation. An example, let's talk about your mortgage and its relationship to a credit score. Well, if you go and do the research on, quote, credit, and when did Credit Karma and all these other organizations come into play, how were people getting mortgages prior to that time? How were they buying houses prior to that time? Because obviously, determine whether you can purchase a house or not, especially when doing that has been going on for hundreds of years prior to even having a knowledge about a credit and a score. See, this is why history is so important. So it lets you know what? Not just only about the change of the time. That's a lot of people say, oh, yeah, you know, to let you know about the change of the time. It's letting you know about the states of consciousness, and also about the type of information that is being introduced into the mind patterns of individuals. And when the past is totally removed from the present, if an individual doesn't have a great memory, or if they just weren't even present in their bodies at the time and are not astute enough to actually go back and see what happened before they activated their bodies, it is a natural activity to assume that what is in your present environment is how it really is. And we have two generations that are now operating from that illusion. Because one of the things I noticed is that the historical events, her historical events, are not really introduced into the general public as a standard of reference, as well as the new information at the moment. So there's never the capability to see where we've progressed. There's never the capability to see how what easy and common to us now was not so in the past, or it was still in the past, fell out of popularity and then returned. So this whole capability of seeing the flow of how information moves through our environment, how it then is processed by the brain, how it comes to the mind, that whole connection of these cycles is lost. And so therefore, where do I fit in? And where do I start? Where did it end? Does it ever end? How do I change it? If I want to have something different, what do I do? People are now feeling that they have to be taught how to create. Amazing. Amazing. So my sponsors want to speak to you very quickly, but I want you to think about this because this is the emergency, okay? You have to begin to pay attention. Everybody thinks of an emergency as if someone is shot, stabbed, bleeding, run over, or bludgeoned, in this case by a police officer. Look at how that word and its definition has been reframed in the minds of people presently because of the events that are put in your face continuously. And this now takes on a new meaning about the word emergency. But I say to you that you are in an intense emergency because the very information and the historical events, the critical historical events that you need to be aware of to stand upon as a precipice, a foundation for you to then decide, what do I want to create in my future? And to know how to go about doing that is not made available to you. Not made available to you. Critical for you to go forward and not suffer one more day. Not have to cry victim ever again. Not have to feel that you are constantly not appreciated, exploited, that the size of your head and the shape of your foot and the color of your skin is a problem. So I'm going to tell you a couple little stories here, and then we're going to talk a little bit more as to why you want to be with me next Saturday. And again, you have no excuse. People come to me and they say, oh, you know, I've been following your work for decades. It's so wonderful, this, that, and okay. Well, okay, follow me to next Sunday. And I tell you that if you never follow me again after next Saturday, it is Saturday, the 30th of March, you will thank yourself every day of the remaining of your infinite life. So no more of this following people and really not employing what you claim to have learned. That is not really a follower. We're going to talk about this more. Be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency.
The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yes, that is very much true. At the level of the physical world, your source is a neuron. And again, I'm very disappointed at the unwillingness to really over and over and over and over and over again. Everyone that looks at TV, that has an iPad or a Droid, et cetera, as important as the neuron is at this moment in our lives, it is like your tangible physical God. That's right. And for you not to know the anatomy of it, the physiology, how it functions, et cetera, as far as I'm concerned, it's criminal. And it really is a reflection of a society that is doomed to fail. Because with these anatomical parts of our body that are so critical for your existence, and it's so critical for you to know how to use them, that information is being withheld. We have the locations on the planet easily to teach you. We have very vivid video, media, audio, media to make this a wonderful expose and an adventure into the self. And it is not being shared with you, the awesomeness of your beingness. Now, I hear some of you out there, and it's like, oh, she's going to just teach us some more anatomy or whatever. No, I am not. This is far beyond that. Again, we're talking about past, present, and future information that you need to know. And for those of you who have progress in your development of understanding your environment, you know that I'm talking to you about your present. Your future is always in the present, and your past is always in the present. But now, who's telling you this and teaching you this so that you can always understand that what you do today is determining your future? What you think today also was predicated on your past and what you thought about yesterday and 10 years ago and 15 years ago. And was it a relevant thought to bring to the present today relative to what you say you want to experience tomorrow? Oh, you thought that was cute, huh? Well, let me just give you a clear example of what gossip does. Because gossip is all about the past. And to discuss a very uncomfortable experience about yourself, and check this out, about somebody else, affects your tissues and the quality of your blood intensely. And the brain is the first organ that is poisoned by doing this. Why? Because the brain has to translate that thought and those images into its liquid translation so that the cells can understand what you were thinking. The brain translates and it's etheric wave of energy and gives it a physicality. It's a liquid physicality. And that enters into the bloodstream, travels through all of the nerves so that every cell knows that you're thinking. So now, if it was uncomfortable for the people who had the event in the past and you see this in your brain, obviously, it's mirrored into the brain from the mind. And even yourself, when you describe this, oh, it just had chills when I saw that. And when I heard what was said, my blood just cringed. So you've already described all the different levels of discomfort in this event from the past. And now you have brought to the present and have processed it through your own brain and passed that on to your tissues. Now, all of this has memory. And so, therefore, This also has been encoded as a future event for you. Oh, you didn't know? Well, that's how things work here. Why do you think that they're telling you about the fact that this is a mirroring universe? This aspect of the universe, it's a mirroring. So what you think and what you see and what you feel is mirrored not only to other people, but guess what the mirror always does? It always reflects everything back to you. So what did you just do? You just created your future. Oh, I know you didn't know that. But like I said, that's baby stuff that you should have known by the time that you were in fourth grade, at least, if not before. So without having this basic level of understanding the physiology, the neurophysiology, the biology of how you function, oh my God, can you imagine now? You've got a robot serving you coffee. You've got a robot bumping you on the foot, asking you to move your foot so it can vacuum the floor. You've got somebody across the room reminding you that you're supposed to have an 8 o'clock appointment. Mechanics, these are machines that are now telling you what to do. Now, what's so profound about this is that all of that technology, that robot bumping your foot, move please, speaker across the room reminding you of your appointment, and the robot serving you your coffee is asking you, did you enjoy our service, sir, of you? And you don't even know this. Why don't you know this? What was the software program that was literally replicated and externalized that allows the robot to basically vacuum the floor? And when it comes into an object like your foot, that it knows the difference between the edge of the desk, knows it is speaking to a human, and basically is asking you to move your foot. How does this thing know that this is my foot versus not a leg on the chair? You should know knows the difference, because you do. And so if the replicas of who and what you are relative to all of this fabulous software in your body can be replicated, then who is, as they would say, the top dog? And of course it's you, but you're sitting up here letting all of this externalization of yourself tell you what to do. And you're acting like you have no control over it. And you bought it and you put it in your house. And now you're feeling, yeah, these things, they just telling you what to do. And really, yeah, they are an externalization of you. But you don't know who you are. So you can't even recognize yourself outside of yourself when everything outside of you is you. This is the point that I'm going back to at the beginning of this sharing. Your experiences have been you. You created all of them. So the car crash, the fabulous surprise and raise, okay, the wonderful person that you met, the individual who you thought was your friend and slapped your face, you created the emergency for you, then we know that you have literally severe neuronal damage, or from only 5 to 10% of your brain. And with such a low percentage of neurons communicating, that kind of acknowledgement would probably be difficult for you. And so that's why being a victim month after month, year after year, is to you, that's just how things are, and life is tough, and, you know, we got to get down and survive. And that comes from minimal amount of access to this incredible mainframe database with limitless software programs known as your brain. Now, on Saturday, we're going to talk about some very, very past, present, and future information that you must know about
for you to have a solid, stable foundation to make some decisions about what kind of future you want to create for yourself and how to then begin to do it. Now, you've been doing it all the time, creating your future, but of course, you didn't know the mechanisms. And of course, you weren't so. And I say that because I'm just amazed that your identity could be totally ignored in a communication process of creating your reality and you not recognize that you're in the center of it all. What kind of educational system would lead you around the world and never ever point to the fact that you are the center of it all? This is amazing. And that definitely has to be transcended very quickly because you've got to know what others have created for you to experience so that you can modify it or create a whole new reality for yourself. Oh, yes, you can. You can have your life different. So let my sponsor speak to you, and I'm going to come back and give you an example, and then we're going to ask questions. I do love you, and I am asking you to please start loving yourself. Put your money where your brain is. The eyelashes are cute and the wigs and so, but put your money where your brain is. Come up with a whole different new capability of what can be done for longer lashes and new appliques for the hair. Once you get into that brain and see the limitless potential of how you can change reality. Join me on the 20th. I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, I'm back. I'm excited. And if you've been taking notes, and I'm encouraging you to do so, please scratch out the 20th, the 30th of March, please. Now, the little story. You know, when I was growing up and, you know, we had one of the early TV sets, etc., it was really interesting watching people like Paul Robeson on TV and Martin Luther King, and they used to have something known as Kingfish. It was some type of a comedy show, etc. I'm trying to think of what that was. But it was so interesting because in the background, I used to hear people talk about how hard it was if you were melanated and, you know, these things that we just don't have and whatever else. And I was like, wow, you know, I was looking at Cab Calloway and Basie and Louis Armstrong. And I was like looking at them and they were like on TV and they were traveling all around and Ray Charles, et cetera. And, but yet still, it's like, oh, no, you know, we can't do that. And I was like, I'm not understanding it because I'm looking at these people traveling all around. They have, you know, thousands and thousands of fans. They're making records. They're on TV. They're writing music. And then just mumbling about, no, we can't do that. And, you know, it's so hard. And I'm like, but that's not what I see. And then it's like, well, you know, only the fair-skinned people or the allegedly white-skinned people. There's no such thing as white-skinned people. Now, write that down. Okay, we're going to talk about that later because you've got to know anatomy and physiology. But we'll get to that later. That if you're this, you can do that, and if you're like this, no, you can't. And I was like, but I don't understand that. I mean, Louis Armstrong, fabulous. You melanated individual, beautiful chocolate brown skin. Count Basie, Cab Calloway, theomelanated. Okay, very much golden with an olive tan skin color. So he's very fair. Mina Horn, caramel colored skin. So we have the dark, the very black, then we have the very light skin, olive skin, and they're all considered melanated people, whether they call themselves African Americans. They're melanated. That's the key. And this talk, this mumbling about what melanated people can't do, and I'm looking at this my whole life. Paul Robeson, exquisite Berean actor, singer. Aida, I'm like, wow, what is going on here? Marian Anderson, why are these people keep mumbling about what you can't do because of these physical characteristics when I'm seeing this exhibited in my life, in my face, on TV? And I'm like, well, why do they keep saying this? But I'm seeing something totally different. And I want you to start paying attention to these contradictions. Why are you saying these things? And they're not true. I hear people get on the TV, I go to lectures, and they're talking to people, and they say, well, you know, we're a minority. And I'm like, what? Who is we are a minority? And then they go on and they talk you more, and then they say, oh, I don't understand that. The last geography books that I looked into, they talk about the fact that 60 to 70% of the entire world population has melanin. And that if there's a minority, the smallest variation group in our family, the one family known as the human race, are those individuals who are melanin recessive. The melanin recessive aspect of our one race family, that would be the minority. So I'm like, wow, that's really amazing. That unless I'm in Europe, every other place I go to on this planet, everybody's melanin dominant. So how can that be that the melanin dominant individuals are a minority? And this is with the eyeball. You can see this. So it doesn't matter what's written, you can see it. So this is a problem that has not continued to speak words when your eyes can see something totally different. You cannot continue to profess information when, if you really listen, the information is erroneous. It means it's not correct. And you're making decisions on this, and you're passing this kind of misinformation down. It caused a tremendous amount of confusion on this planet. I tell you, when the professor emeritus shared with 1991, who was the head of the Department of Human Ecology at the University of Michigan, he said, you know, doctor, I do want to correct your language. He said, there's only one race on planet Earth, the human race, and we have variation. But there's no genuine difference. There's variation as to how genes are expressed based on many factors, but the genetic library for all of the human species is the same, with a 0.09% variation. And he says, and based on our research, he sent me tons of research that he had been doing even way before I was born. I have the letter here. I keep that letter. Because when you all want to go off and constantly are speaking stuff that is not true, the archivists that are keeping all the information, Dr. Garn went all around the world measuring all different variations of the expression of having a human body, but the genetic code was the same except for a 0.09% variation. So what are we talking about race here? Look at the amount of dogs we have. I love the dogs. From the little teeny weeny teacups to these huge Presbyterians. And they're all considered dogs, and they are looked at as variation of the one source, the wolf. And they have their special diets, and they recognize their muscle mass is different, their assets are different, their weaknesses are different. And you should see all this information in the vet books on how to take care of the dog. What kind do you have? Is that kind of information given to you about the humans? Well, it should be, but it's not. The human species who has been labeled as Asian has different needs than those who have been labeled as African or melanin dominant. Indigenous Native Americans, there's activities in their genes that need special support. But the history, the library, is the same. So when you hear people talking about race, what are they saying? Because they have to be talking about the one species, which is a human race, and you are not even spelling it correctly. It's spelled H-U-E-M-A-N. Because that definitely describes what we are. We are various hues of the expression of the melanin biopolymer. So a person who has been mislabeled as white, because that's not proper, they are Caucasian, they are melanin recessive, but they have the same potential to make just as much melanin as a Sudanese who presents skin-wise as navy blue-black. Same gene on the same chromosome. And why don't you know that? So, again, how are you going to create a future that you want to live, that you can take full responsibility for, and you don't have this basic information to stand in the present and create your future? Because you're creating on no information, misinformation, and a lot of other things. And you need to really know what has gone on before you, what's going on right now, so you can then decide how do I want to live, how do I want to be in the future. Now, if you love yourself enough, you're not going to take this opportunity for granted. You're going to run with this. Who is telling you that they're going to support you in creating a future that you're going to love? Who's telling you that? So I tell you, if you work on Saturday, you may basically want to take a vacation day. You don't have to be dishonest and play sick. You don't have to do that. We cannot do that because the mirror principle, if you lie, you're going to be lied to. Stop it. You're not going to lose anything when you take care of yourself. I guarantee you, when you invest in yourself, you get everything back and far more. So don't feel that you have to go into lack and dishonesty to do the things needed for you. That's also a distortion of how you're using your brain cells, and it's based on a value system that is incorrect. Incorrect. Oh, boy. Oh, I just recognized here I got like 8 minutes left, but you've got to come and spend the day with me on the 30th. Of March, live stream yourself into my space. Your life is going to be changed. You're going to be so intelligent, and you are going to recognize that you're not going to be victimized anymore by not having access to all of your brain tissue. Now, you know me, this DJBP. We've had this radio show. I'll always talk to you about the importance of blowing up your brain, getting access to both hemispheres of the brain. When you see the history of what has gone on and where you are in it, you will recognize, I got to blow up my brain. I will not create another day of my life with minimal brain function. You have to love yourself this much, because otherwise it's drama, drama, drama. Before I came upstairs, I was looking at Judge Judy, dismissing people. This one little thing I want to say. Little gentleman was up at the bar, and she said, I want you to stand on one foot. And so he obeyed. And she said, now I want you to jump to the left 3 times. And he did. And she said, now I want you to jump to the right 3 times. And he did. And she said, now don't you think that that was just ridiculous? And he said, yes. And she said, well, why do you do things that you know are ridiculous? And you do it anyway when you know it was ridiculous. Because she was making a very important point, because he was now standing before her because he was driving without a license. And she knew that he knew full well that you don't do that without complications. And he got complications. And he claimed that the reason why he was driving without a license is because his friend told him to. That was her whole point. So somebody can just come and tell you to do something, and you know it's ridiculous, and you still do it, but you don't want to take responsibility for the consequences. And all he could do was just stand there recognizing that he created the very reality that he was in. So you know that you don't have full access to your brain. You know that you are missing information. You know that you don't like the thoughts that you think inside of your own mind that your brain has to process, and that's going to be okay in some way, somehow. Somebody's going to come and rescue you from what you're doing to yourself every moment. You got to end that. Let's take responsibility and build ourselves from the inside out, get this information, get access to your mainframe computer, and create a life that you love. But you got to know what you're already in, and you don't. So the 30th of March, come and see me. Ooh, very quickly, I'm going to take one question. I have to keep my word, so I want to take one question. So focus who really, really wants to talk to me, because that is the telephone number that our engineer is going to immediately be attracted to, and that's how I'm going to talk to you, and then we're going to give you the information on where to enroll for live stream, or I'll see you in New York next Saturday. Who do we have? Who's the lucky person that
hopefully
we have area code 310920. You are live. What's your question for Dr. Jewel?
Wow, good evening. I am lucky and very appreciative of your upcoming lecture. However, I wanted to deviate a minute, please, and inquire regarding the Sunday cyberspace UPSG, is it possible that you can permit the session of DJVP to be included? Because I think that would do well for the newcomers.
Okay, now I'm not really clear about your question. Can you just form it succinctly for me? That means, you know, real tight. What do you want me to do? What are you asking me?
Okay, because we are creating our future. So I wanted to inquire with respect to the UPSG in cyberspace. Can we possibly, after the prayer, possibly have a session for focusing? Can you possibly incorporate that into the UPSG on Sunday?
Okay. Okay. So you are a member of our Universal Principal Support Group?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you want us to incorporate into the meeting. This is a meeting she's talking about every Sunday that is a cyberspace. So at your computer, in your car, wherever, you can join us on Sundays to learn the cosmic language. Oh, that's another issue. You got to learn the language that the cosmos speaks. It's beyond French and Spanish, et cetera. You want to babble universal principle, because when you can know it, live it, cite it, the cosmos does what you say, because what you say is the cosmos when you are speaking universal principles. So you want to learn the universal language. And so she's talking about this group that we are teaching the universal language, the cosmic language, universal principles. And you want us to do what now during the meeting, just real quick?
A session, maybe for 5 minutes for focusing.
Oh, I see. Well, that's not a problem at all. But, you know, that is a life changer, okay? Balancing the brain is a life changer because our techniques are permanent. Once the right and left hemisphere finally fuse and integrate, you are balanced for the rest of the use of this body.
Yes.
So it's not tools that we play with. And so that has to be a discussion. And like I'm telling you, people have to take responsibility for what they want. And you need to have information so that you can take responsibility. We just don't throw this on people. But we'll consider it, and you will see what we decide, okay? So very quickly, again, join us on Saturday. My engineer, you want to cite the address, the email address where they can sign up real quick? And I love you.
Yes, www.juis.education/upcoming-events. www.juis.education/upcoming-events. Or you can call 1-888.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency.
Get us online.
Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.